Howdy, folks. I'm Mark, and today I am joined by Parker Deal of Redirect. Parker, thank you for joining me.
Good day.
You're welcome. Thanks. Or something.
Wow. Yeah. Came out of nowhere. Here we go. threw me off. Here we go. Let's get right into it because we have 11 and a half minutes to talk about video games. Okay. Here we go. So we can't play video games all of the time, but we can think about them all the time if we really tried hard enough. So Parker, what's a game or two or five that are just always on your mind?
So this is a topic that I suggested that we talk about because for no good reason at all. Actually, I'll not say this one first. Prior to now, it had been one of them was Breath of the Wild. And so that was one of them. Just like I was always thinking about, I should play Breath of the Wild, and then just wasn't playing it. So that was one. But now I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. You know, at least I've been playing it for a while. So less that. But then another one, Islanders. It's a $5 game that I got a review code for, but like could have just spent the $5, but still. And I and played it a whole lot and am not currently playing it, but I'm thinking about playing it all the time.
Yeah. Interesting. So so when you were suggesting this topic, which I love it, I looked at two ways.
Okay.
So I was thinking of, the second way I thought about it was the way that you suggested of like the games that kind of have stuck with us for a long, long time. Like for me, that is Stardew Valley is just a game that I refer back to. I kind of long for things to remind me of it. Another big one is Outer Wilds, just like for the vibes alone. In a more specific way, like I'll go back and listen to that soundtrack just day to day because it's nice. The other way I thought about this is the games that like as we're playing them that we're constantly thinking about. So in the case of Tears of the Kingdom, I'm sure you relate where it's like I saw a train car full of logs pass by. And I thought, I was going to do something with that. What's that over there? And or even like the Tetris
a field
effect.
And there's a big rock. And you're like, ooh, Korok, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Or a bigger rock and it's, you know, fallen. I can just use reverse time on that.
Right.
Or recall, rather.
Yeah, all the boulders that are falling from the sky. I think of all of the time.
All the time. Every time I see a boulder fall, I'm like, oh my goodness. If I could just go
just like Tears of the Kingdom. Oh, man.
And then volcanoes happen. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm also thinking of like the literal Tetris effect of like, if you play too much Tetris, you just start thinking in blocks and blocks invade your dreams. So again, thinking about these games that really stick with us, like, what do you think about them that makes them just so special? Like, is there anything unique to them that really makes them stick, or are they just really extra good?
It's a good question. I think yes, because I think they're to the first part. I mean, and probably to the second part too, but I think there are so many games that are great games that don't do it, that it's gotta be that there's something about those games in particular that is special or unique or like designed in a particular way, or just tickles a specific part of your brain specifically, you know, or something. To the Tetris effect point, like Candy Crush was like that for me for a while. And, a while back, Clash of Clans, I remember just like playing it and thinking about it a bunch. And that there's been games that, I mean, to the next question that you have on your outline too, like I've just had to stop playing because I was like, I just can't. it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
And another one on kind of both sides of that, that there was a long time that I was like, maybe I should go play this again. And also whenever I played it, it was like, this is too much, was RuneScape.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just played that. Did you ever play RuneScape?
No, I had friends that did, but I wasn't really allowed to do MMOs as a wee lad.
I don't think my parents knew that any kind of dangerous of it. So
fair.
You know.
Oh no. The deals are gonna know now.
Oh no, no, no. They knew that I played it. So yeah, but yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think too there's a lot of like, as we're talking through our examples, I think there's a lot of times there's a lot of strategy to them. So like you mentioned Islanders, I talked about Stardew Valley, or even like Tears of the Kingdom is a very task oriented. I often think about just like, what am I going to do when I do get to play again? What's my plan to make the most of the hour of time that I have in the game or to play the game? And more of a long-term aspect, it kind of depends if maybe the game has like a hook to it that feels more relatable. And I'm trying to think of like Stardew Valley feels like the more obvious example of just like you see a farm and you think of Stardew Valley and suddenly I want to play Stardew Valley. And like, because that's just pretty, I mean, we made the joke about rocks falling from the sky, but like there's just like seeing a plant that like can help, like will just remind me of Tears of the Kingdom and just wanting to harvest stuff.
I think that and like even, thinking of Islanders and stuff, like I'm not, you know, building cities on a cliff or whatever in real life, but there is like part of that game is getting certain kinds of buildings, like as really like organizing them well together. And like you get points for various things and, you know, there's some metagame there and stuff. But like that just feeling of like, I like packing things, you know, like, I mean, in a Tetris kind of way, but Tetris has like efficiency kind of aspect to it in a time sense that I don't necessarily like really love. Whereas I prefer to like more strategize, which obviously there's strategy in Tetris as well. So yeah, I think those kinds of things. And like going back to the strategy kind of thing is, I think all of these, at least that we've mentioned, there's like micro reward and macro reward, and they all kind of feed into each other, where like RuneScape, for example, is like you level up little by little. And then eventually when you level up this much, then you can start, you know, your smithing is better. So now you can deal with iron ore and stuff like that. And so there's that, but everything kind of like funnels back into the overall thing. But like all these tiny little, like, I mined that rock. Like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, similarly in Stardew Valley that you're doing a day, and each task that you're doing within that day feels rewarding. The day itself ideally feels rewarding. And also it like builds into this overall season and into years of the game that all kind of like culminate together. Again, same for Tears of the Kingdom and stuff, like little things, big things, all kind of work together in a way that, and I'll finish this thought on this, is that like Mario, I don't think necessarily does that. Like I don't get a sense of accomplishment or reward from most of the coins that I collect, you know, like I do from literally picking a mushroom in Tears of the Kingdom. But it has to be like a pretty particular coin that was hard to get or something like that for it to be worth, feel like rewarding in Mario. Cause I don't feel like I got anything from it necessarily, cause it's not really building towards anything other than a life maybe. And it's like, all right, you know, lives are nice, but it's kind of,
that'll make the clip. Just that one sense itself.
lives are nice.
So I mean, we kind of buried the lead here. Like has there ever been a case where you've, it just taken up too much mind space like throughout your day that you kind of just need to step back and not play it for a bit?
I mean, for sure. That's like multiple times in college. I was played RuneScape for a bunch and then stopped. And then at some point early marriage, played a bunch and then stopped because it was just like, I'd rather do other things as well. And this is something where it'll be this, only this, or multiple different things. And I'd rather do multiple different things.
Sure.
So
yeah, I think even for myself, like I got literal Tetris effect. I like played so much Tetris 99 that I was dreaming about Tetris. It's like I got to hold back a little bit.
Candy Crush same back in the day.
And this is a question you had, and I'll ask it to you. So if these games are so good and we want to think about them all the time, why aren't we playing them so much?
Well, I know I have an answer, so I'm going to ask you two first. Why aren't you playing those ones?
Well, you know, I don't know. That's a great question.
Like, why aren't you playing Stardew Valley right now? Like, we've recorded four of these episodes, and in all of them, you've said a different game that you're playing at the end. Why is Stardew Valley not one of those games?
Well, the thing is, it might be, because 1.6 might be out by now.
True.
So here we are. But, like, there's other games I want to play, and... like, honestly, I'm kind of stumped by the question because it feels like the answer is obvious of like, oh, I mean, I'm done with the game for now. Like, I want to just play something else. But also it's like, they're so good. Like, why am I not playing more? I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends from person to person. I think you and I are pretty similar in a lot of ways. And for me, I typically only have a couple of games that I'm playing at a given time. And I like the idea of kind of like having a game I'm playing for a while and kind of closing that chapter and moving on to a next one.
Yeah.
And there are just games that could theoretically, like I bought Civilization VI and have not started it because I know that that could be a game that if I played that, I probably could just play that. Whereas like Tears of the Kingdom, I could do that to a degree, but it will get to a culmination at some point, you know, like, and so I'm fine to take my time until that time comes. But there's just other games where like, Islanders, I know that I could pick that game up and then just start, just play and play and play and play. And it would be a fun time, but it would be at the detriment of variety. And I think I value some variety.
Yeah. There would come a point at which it would no longer be fun. Like you can burn out on games. Like God forbid I'd someday don't like Stardew Valley because I play it too much. Don't want that to become. Well, our time is short. I want to know really like what's on your mind right now? Is it a game you're playing or is it a game that's just you're thinking about?
I mean, I have been thinking about Islanders a good bit recently. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I think, honestly, Tears of the Kingdom is really still at the time that we're recording, this is still kind of got it to me. And in a way that like every time I keep trying to like muscle forward and be like, I'm just going to just do the story stuff and I'm going to ignore all this other stuff, I either don't have as much fun doing that or just get distracted by something and then have a great time doing that. So, I think that.
Nice. I think for me right now, I still think a lot about Hi-Fi Rush and like, that's a really great game. Like I, even before we were recording, it's like, hey, you should try Hi-Fi Rush. Like it's a game that's on my mind because I want all my friends to play it.
Yeah.
Like, check it out. It's great. Well, alongside what's on your mind, what are you currently playing?
Depending on when this comes out, I might be playing Sea of Stars. Ooh, so I'm just going to say that and hopefully it's true.
Nice. Well, I'll make this promise to you when Sea of Stars comes out, I will play it too because it'll be on Game Pass. So that will be
perfect.
I can't commit to playing the whole thing, but I'll try it out.
That is okay.
Well, Parker, thank you again for joining me. Where else are you out on the internet?
Yeah, at Watch Redirect and at Parker Deal. That's me.
Very nice. I'll be there below. And thank you all for listening in. You can follow us on the major podcasting services. You can find us on the proper socials, 11.5 minutes, and let us know what game lives in your minds, just rent-free. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.